This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York, working alongside Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And I'm very pleased today to have a guest on. This is Beth Shirley. And Beth Shirley has developed expertise as a pharmacist and certified clinical nutritionist during a 40-plus year career. And her specialties include stress-induced hormonal imbalance, intestinal dysfunction, autoimmune chronic inflammatory issues, detoxification, and supernormal oxidative stress. And over the last 9 years, Beth has spent time working with some of the leading thought leaders in the world of nitric oxide research. And through this, has developed an in-depth knowledge on the topic and its potential applications in patient care. Beth is currently the executive director of the Berkeley Life Science Advisory Board. Welcome, Beth Shirley. So Beth, let's just take a deep dive into this. What is nitric oxide?
Nitric oxide is a gas. It's a molecule of nitrogen and a molecule of oxygen. So it's a gas like carbon dioxide, CO2, and oxygen, O2. It governs our circulation and our microcirculation. So it has an effect on every single physiological function.
Wow. It's essential in cardiovascular health. It's a vital signaling molecule. Why is nitric oxide so important as we age?
Because as we get older, our ability to produce nitric oxide decreases. And that's why you see cardiovascular disease increasing as we age.
Okay.
So by the time we're 40, our ability to produce nitric oxide decreases to about 50%. By the time we're 60, it's only about 15%.
Could this explain why cardiovascular risk factors go up as we age, that nitric oxide is playing this important a role?
Exactly. That's precisely the reason.
So how is nitric oxide made in the body?
We've got two different ways we can make nitric oxide. One is through the arginine NOS pathway, nitric oxide synthase. And the other is through the nitrate to nitrite to nitric oxide pathway.
Okay.
So that NOS pathway, the arginine NOS pathway, that's a pathway that decreases exponentially as we get older.
Okay.
So we're really fortunate we've got another pathway that we can use to increase our nitric oxide. And prevent some of these chronic diseases.
Yeah. This NOS pathway is dependent on arginine, right?
Right.
Okay. And why does it diminish with age?
There's a lot of different reasons. For one thing, pollution. Oxidative stress will decrease our ability to make nitric oxide through the NOS pathway. Through age, like I said, as we get older, we cannot do that.
I see.
lack of exercise decreases our ability. Medications, this is huge. A lot of medications will decrease our ability to make nitric oxide.
Oh, like, wow.
Like the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, the Prilosec, the Nexium.
Oh, and so many people are taking that I see in my practice, I know. There are more and more people being given PPIs.
When they first came on the market back in the 90s, the insurance companies only allowed a six-week therapy. They knew they were dangerous.
Ah, yeah.
And now they're over-the-counter and everybody can take them.
Right. They're finding association with compromising kidney function, with memory issues, and all of that kind of things. Yeah.
And that's all nitric oxide mediated.
Right. And you know what?
That's the circulation problem.
Yeah. So nitric oxide is also affected by the use of NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Right.
Like your Advil. Yeah, your Advil, your aspirin,
your Motrin,
Troxin.
That's why these things are connected with kidney disease and cardiovascular disease, is because they're influencing that nitric oxide.
Wow.
Oral contraceptives.
Oral contraceptives. That's a big one.
That's why they're connected with cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics mess with everything, including the microbiome. And the microbiome is also responsible for some effect on nitric oxide synthesis.
Right.
Is it not?
Right.
Well, yeah.
The nitrate to nitrite to NO pathway. So we eat the nitrate-rich veggies or a nitrate supplement. The nitrates get absorbed. They get concentrated in the salivary glands. The salivary glands release it, and we've got good bacteria on the top of our tongue that will reduce that nitrate to nitrite.
Yeah.
Then we swallow the nitrite, and some gets converted to nitric oxide in the acidic environment of the stomach. And a lot of the nitrite is absorbed, and it acts like a storage form of nitric oxide. And it gets carried away to different tissues in the body, and we have different nitrite reductases to change that into nitric oxide on an as-needed basis in the different tissues. But see, if we're using antibiotics or antiseptic mouthwashes, we're influencing that microbiome. We're influencing our ability to reduce that nitrate to nitrite.
Yeah. So beware of mouthwash, those containing alcohol. Right? And just off the cuff here, I'm thinking of people who drink alcohol frequently or are heavy drinkers. This would also impact their nitric oxide synthesis, would it not?
Right. Okay. Anything that affects your microbiome.
Yeah.
But your oral microbiome, that's just part of your whole digestive tract.
Yes.
So if you've got dysbiosis in your gut, you more than likely have dysbiosis in your mouth, too.
Right. So, Beth, how would I know if I have low nitric oxide?
Well, it's interesting. Usually one of the first signals that somebody has disturbed nitric oxide production is sexual dysfunction.
Huh.
And usually that like ED and sexual dysfunctions happens even before the blood pressure starts to rise.
Right. ED meaning erectile dysfunction, but ED also being endothelial dysfunction. Yeah.
Exactly. ED is ED.
Yeah. So the second power in both definitions, right?
ED squared.
Yes. Oh, wow. So sexual dysfunction is one.
Right. Your blood pressure goes up.
Vasoconstriction.
Blood sugar dysregularities. An easy way to check, though, is we have some nitric oxide test strips.
Uh-huh.
And you put these in your mouth. You put saliva on the strip.
Uh-huh.
And this checks your level of nitrite in your saliva.
Mm.
So this will check your ability to take those nitrates that you're consuming and seeing if you can metabolize it into nitrite. So this
wow.
tells us about the health of your oral microbiome.
Mm-hmm. That's a valuable indicator. And easy enough to use. Easy enough to use.
Very, very easy.
Yeah. So, Beth, how does one begin to restore nitric oxide levels in the body?
Exercise. Start eating your nitrate-rich veggies, your arugula, your celery, your spinach, your beef.
All of that. Salad, anyone?
And getting off of those drugs that interfere with your production of it. Mm-hmm. Getting off the mouthwash.
Yeah. It's easy enough to find alcohol-free mouthwash out there, for starters. And, you know, staying off the aspirin, the other NSAIDs, the naproxen, the ibuprofen. What do we say to people who are on a daily aspirin therapy? I mean, you know, they have to find other ways to restore nitric oxide levels in the body, right?
Right. Well, we can, by using a nitrate supplement, they have shown that you can ameliorate a lot of these side effects from those NSAIDs.
Oh, that's good news.
That's
besides the foods that you mentioned, the green leafy vegetables and such and beets, how can we then maintain optimal levels?
I maintain mine by taking a nitrate supplement, the Berkeley Life Professional NO Support.
Okay.
I do a couple capsules every day, and then I eat my nitrate-rich veggies like at lunch and maybe some beets at dinner. So I maintain my nitric oxide throughout the day.
Way to
go. And you can check that with those strips.
Yeah, there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not having a salad as a nutritionist.
That's good.
You're the executive director of the Berkeley Life Science Advisory Board. Tell me, how does the Berkeley Life product differ from other products on the market? Are there other products on the market that claim to do the same?
There are. They're one of the most well-known one is the Neo 40 lozenge.
Yes.
And this is a nitrite lozenge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's putting nitrites right there in your saliva.
Okay.
However, the Berkeley Life is a nitrate product.
Mm-hmm.
And this has a longer half-life. This will last longer in your body. It has a half-life of 6 to 8 hours.
Wow.
There's a lot of arginine or citrulline products, which I don't recommend at all.
Ah. What would you say to those people who are taking an L-arginine or L-citrulline supplement?
You could be doing yourself even more harm.
Hmm.
See, the cell does not take up arginine to feed that NOS pathway.
Yeah.
The cell takes up the citrulline, makes its own arginine to feed that NOS pathway.
Yes.
However, like I was saying, by the time you're 40, that NOS pathway is only functioning around 50%.
Right.
And they've shown that if you give arginine supplementation to somebody whose NOS is not functioning correctly, which is called NOS uncoupling.
Yes, you've done a lot of work in this area.
I have.
That the uncoupling of that NOS is critical to the arginine not becoming nitric oxide anymore, but becoming what?
It increases oxidative stress.
Oh, wow.
So the arginine will go down other pathways.
So, for somebody, could we say, for somebody over 40, over 50, over 60, dependent or taking an arginine supplement, thinking that they're increasing their nitric oxide, they may be increasing their free radical damage?
Yes,
Wow.
exactly. Yes. And see, like when you take, if you've got a dormant herpes virus in your body.
Oh, yes, that's fed by arginine, isn't it?
Right. So just think of that as increasing your free radicals, increasing your oxidative stress, and decreasing your immune response.
Yeah, I will have a patient now and again who complains of cold sore outbreaks in their, for example, they're taking a protein shake that's got a good amount of arginine in it, and they're having
Right.
more outbreaks than usual. I say, well, you know what? It's the arginine. And often my recommendation, if they want to continue using an amino acid product like that, I'll say increase your lysine, because it's that ratio, isn't it? That's
It is,
important, of the arginine to the lysine, or vice versa.
Increase that lysine to counteract some of that arginine.
So what do I do if I'm taking two capsules or a serving of leafy greens? Doesn't improve my test strip reading if I'm using those test strips. What can I conclude from that? If I take the capsules or an arugula salad and it's not improving my test strip reading, what do I do then?
Well, that's telling us that you're having some issues in reducing that nitrate to nitrite. So what I do is when I have my appointments, I'll test people and I'll give them a couple capsules and almost everybody is low. And then I'll give them a couple capsules and then about an hour later, we'll recheck and most people will see that test strip change.
I
If
see.
it doesn't change, then we start asking questions. Are you using mouthwash? Are you taking any medications that might interfere with this? So then we work on that angle, and then especially that mouthwash. You get them off the mouthwash, and with continued nitrate supplementation, you will actually support those good bacteria in the mouth that do that reduction of nitrate to nitrite. So you increase the population of those good bacteria. You're changing your oral microbiome. And what's pretty cool is with continued nitrate supplementation, you actually protect against leaky gut.
Yes. That's all about that microbiome too.
Right.
And leaky
Right.
gut, as we know, is the precursor to so many of our chronic diseases.
The autoimmune, all kinds of things. The nitrate supplementation protects that mucus lining of the intestinal tract.
Keeping those tight junctions.
Exactly.
Yeah, to
Tight.
avoid leaky gut. Keeping them tight. Keeping them tight. Very
So things
important.
can't sneak in there and cause those immune reactions.
So, Beth, I'm sure you've heard this. I've heard this. People who say, hey, I heard that nitrates are bad for me. How do you respond to that?
So the nitrates and nitrites, they're used in processed meats as preservatives. And the study that first connected the nitrates with cancer and caused a scare in the first place has been discredited after being subject to peer review studies. In fact, the National Toxicology Program did a long-term safety studies and found no evidence of carcinogenicity. So the first study that they did was in vitro. It wasn't in the body.
In vitro meaning done in the lab for our audience. In vivo would be done in the body, which would be much more significant.
And with, when they add these nitrates and nitrites to the meat, they usually add some ascorbic acid. Or the erythrobate, which is an analog of ascorbic acid. And this keeps those from forming the nitrosamines.
So when I look at a package of, say, deli ham, and I'll see sodium nitrite, and then I'll see sodium erythrobate, that's that ascorbic acid that's been added. To undo. So it's a good thing to look for. On ingredient
list. What's interesting, though, in the nitrate and nitrite-free products, they use natural sources, like celery and beet juice, beet juice and sea salt. But these products actually have more nitrates and nitrites than if they would have just added the nitrates and nitrites.
What would be preferable?
It really doesn't matter, because we use those nitrates and nitrates the same in our body.
We do. So, Beth, several years ago, I used to hear, I was at a conference, and one of them was at Sloan Kettering, and the speaker was making a joke talking about the oncologist would go out to the local deli and have pastrami sandwiches for lunch and then quickly run back to their offices and take a vitamin C supplement.
Well, there you go. Because they're adding the vitamin C or that to it.
Right.
But see, what's interesting is like one serving of arugula, or two servings of butter lettuce, or four servings of celery have more nitrate than 467 hot dogs.
Isn't that something? Now, I'm so glad you bring this up, because this really provides a true picture of how much nitrate beneficial that we get from our food and how little there is. Now, of course, that's not an invitation to go join a hot dog eating contest, is it? I was never able to watch those things. Oh, my. Yeah.
But see, we get way more nitrates from our vegetables. Than we ever would in the processed meats. And if these were an issue, then all these vegetarians would have an increased risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease.
That's right.
But we know they don't.
Yes. Very, very important point. What are some of the most common ways that people are using the Berkeley Life product? Do you want to talk about the Berkeley Life product a little bit? And then tell us the ways that people are using it.
The Berkeley Life product is a nitrate-based product. So it has almost 500 milligrams of potassium nitrate, which is a little over 300 milligrams of nitrate. And studies have shown it takes 300 to 400 milligrams of nitrate to affect the cardiovascular system and exercise endurance. And the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diets are really high, have really high concentration of nitrates in those diets.
Yeah. The DASH diet being the dietary approaches to stopping hypertension for our audience. And most people know about the Mediterranean diet.
The DASH diet has about 1,000 milligrams of nitrates per day.
Wow.
So with two capsules, we're getting almost like 500 milligrams.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
That's a nice dose right there.
It is. And it's a standardized dose. See, like with vegetables, wherever they're grown, they reflect what's in the soil. So Dr. Nathan Bryan did a study where he took the same vegetable from five different areas of the United States, and he found out how much nitrates were in those products. And it depends on where it's grown.
Hmm.
Like in New York City there, you've got lower nitrate concentration in your vegetables than you do in Dallas.
I see. Higher pollution, would we blame that on higher pollution or?
Or what's it like, what's in the soil where those vegetables came from too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the quality of the soil has everything, you know. Another issue with the soil is not enough selenium and so forth and other minerals.
Right. So by eating capsules, you're getting a standardized dose. You know exactly how much you're putting in your body.
Yeah. And that's the wonderful thing about knowing with a supplement. You're knowing the exact dose. It's not a guess.
Right.
So Beth, besides issues like blood pressure, sexual health, what else would the supplement be helpful for?
Like cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer in the United States.
Yeah.
And so we've got to address that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've shown with our product that it does decrease blood pressure, even on somebody who is not well maintained on their blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help bring that blood pressure down and save them from a stroke or ischemic heart disease.
Yeah. And this is even more critical now with the new blood pressure guidelines. What do you think of the new blood pressure guidelines, by the way? You know, 120 over 80 being classified as pre-hypertension now. It's more imperative than ever for people to take good care of their blood pressure.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, like, you've got to have circulation everywhere.
Yeah.
Or things start going awry. They start going bad.
Like cognitive function, right?
Yeah.
When we don't get enough circulation to the brain.
Right. Because the circulation brings the glucose, the nutrients, the oxygen to the cells and helps clean away the debris.
Yeah.
And if you're not constantly feeding these cells and cleaning up the debris, then you're going to have dysfunction.
So
the sexual health.
Yeah.
I like talking about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's interested in that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Erectile dysfunction is endothelial dysfunction. It's usually the first sign of nitric oxide deficiency.
Yeah.
So we know men need adequate nitric oxide in order to get an erection.
Mm-hmm.
But us women require adequate nitric oxide too in order to be able to respond, to feel. Yes.
To feel.
Mm-hmm. Lubrication is nitric oxide mediated.
Mm-hmm.
So as women, if we can't feel and we're not lubricating, do you think we have much interest in sex?
Probably not.
Probably not.
probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
So we've used this product in both men and women improve their performance in the bedroom.
Terrific.
Like all of those PDE5 inhibitors, like the Viagra and the Cialis.
Yes.
Okay. They don't work to give a guy erection. They allow that erection to stick around longer. But you've got to have adequate nitric oxide in order to get that erection.
I see.
So those drugs don't work in about 50% of the people. Because they don't have enough nitric oxide to begin with. Right.
Huh. So how long will it take me to restore my nitric oxide levels? How long would it take?
Well, usually it will start working immediately. And so you can check that with the strip.
Mm-hmm.
You can check to see whether your body is, your oral microbiome is intact. And if it's not, we've had a couple people where it took a couple weeks before that strip will start changing. Mm-hmm. So I think we were rebuilding stores and rebuilding the oral microbiome.
Yeah.
But just keep at it. Just know that, you know, as long as you're not using the mouthwash and you're not taking any antibiotics to interfere with your microbiome, that eventually we will get there.
And Beth, what are some physical changes someone, you know, one would notice by making these changes?
Well, from the what patient experiences have been telling me, they have better energy, better sleep, better sexual function, less pain, less anxiety. All of these things are nitric oxide mediated.
Well, I can't think of anybody who wouldn't want all those things to improve. Wow.
Plenty of feedback showing that people are using it for blood pressure, sexual dysfunction, cognition, decreasing the blood glucose.
Mm-hmm.
This will help bring that glucose into the cell. And an interesting use is fertility.
Really?
So there's been a recent study showing that increasing the nitric oxide will extend fertility.
Oh, wow.
With older patients, optimizing their nitric oxide will actually help them, you know, get pregnant in their later years.
That's wonderful. You know, we're seeing more and more and more infertility, and it's very troubling.
I know. Nitric oxide is also needed to even make, you know, to like for the, think about all the circulation in the blood vessels and around the uterus.
Mm.
So it's needed for the egg to mature. It's needed for the sperm to mature.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the circulation affects every single physiological function. You've got to bring these cells the nutrients they need and clean away the debris they're forming.
Right.
Keep them healthy.
So, again, to all of those out there sticking with their arginine supplement, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. I don't recommend that at all.
Yeah.
Not when we've got something better, for sure.
Well, this is wonderful news, and thank you to your great work in this area, Beth. And I would invite you to come on this program again to discuss more of this, because these are all chronic issues now, especially as our population gets older, not just blood pressure,
exactly,
but sexual health, cognitive health, blood sugar issues. I mean, blood sugar naturally goes up as we get older. All of the above can be helped.
I use this as a base supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you're taking needs to get to where it needs to get somewhere to have an effect.
It's like the foundation that would carry all the other nutrients, whether from your food, whether from your supplement regimen. It's the base. It's the deliverer. Yeah.
Right. Things need to get to where they're going. Yeah.
Very, very important. I would recommend
sometimes
this to everyone.
Sometimes you can get away with even taking a lower dose of some of these supplements because the delivery is there.
Yeah. Beth, I want to thank you for joining us
on this podcast.
I would hope to have you back again, whether with me or with Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
I'll be glad to.
Okay. So I thank you for that. And for those of you listening to this podcast, I want to remind you, if you have questions, topics of interest, you can email them to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I am Layla Mutin, your host for this Intelligent Medicine podcast. And thank you for joining me once again on Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.